Nolte, 9 Ways is Fraudulent See Joe Biden Totally Botched the Vaccine Rollout. By John Nolte on August 6, 2021. His fraudulency Joe Biden has totally botched the coronavirus vaccine rollout in 9 significant ways. Each an unforced error that has left most Americans unvaccinated primarily because, as polling shows, a majority do not trust the vaccine. Overall, Biden has undermined confidence in what should be a very easy sell. A modern-day miracle drug that saved our country and countless lives. The vaccine works. It works like gangbusters. From the numbers currently available, we know the vaccinated have more to fear crossing the street than they do from a serious or fatal breakthrough infection. We also know the risk of side effects from the vaccine. And all vaccines have side effects, are well within the realm of reasonable and nowhere near the risks that come from not being vaccinated. The coronavirus vaccines are free, they work. They're readily available everywhere, and Joe Biden still can't sell them because Joe Biden is an idiot and a lying sack of shit single-handedly responsible for the fact we'll be living with the virus for the foreseeable future. Here are his 9 major screw-ups. Repeatedly warning people not to trust the Trump vaccine. Over and over and over again, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris told the American people not to trust any vaccine that came out of the Trump administration. Well, all 3 of the miracle vaccines came from the Trump administration. And after Biden and Harris allegedly won the presidency, they had to turn around and sell the very same product they said no one should trust. The result is that key parts of the Democrat base, specifically Black Americans, remain unvaccinated at disproportionate levels. According to the far-left CDC, only 28.6% of Blacks are fully vaccinated, compared to 31.4% of Hispanics and 33.6% of whites. Overselling the vaccine is perfect. During his basement-rated town hall appearance on KLAW last month, Biden said, "You're not going to get COVID, Chinese coronavirus, if you have these vaccinations." This was such an audacious lie, even KLAW was forced to correct him. The truth is that you can still get the China flu after you're vaccinated. But the truth is also that your chances of getting seriously ill or dying are close to zero. Would you buy a car from a guy who said, it will never break down? Of course not. Someone who tells such an audacious lie cannot be trusted. Allowing the CDC to spread hysteria about breakthrough infections. Biden has lost total control of the vaccine messaging. And now the far-left CDC is out there spreading anti-science lies about how the vaccinated are at serious risk and need to put those filthy masks back on. Well, the vaccinated are, at least according to the CDC's most recent numbers, not at serious risk. But once you tell people they will get sick anyway, they have one more reason not to get vaccinated. Biden wore 2 masks after getting vaccinated. Long after he was fully vaccinated, not only did that idiot Joe Biden run around wearing a mask, he wore 2 masks, including while outdoors. Why? Why would he do something so unnecessary that completely undermined the 2 primary selling points of the vaccine? 1, it makes you almost perfectly safe from the China flu. And 2, once you're vaccinated, your life can go back to normal, the pandemic is over for you. What a moron. Not using Trump. There's no question a large number of those refusing to get vaccinated are Trump supporters. So it was a glaring misstep not to use the former president in some way to convince those folks that the Trump vaccine is not only effective but so effective Trump himself is vaccinated. Needlessly pulling the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. In April, just as vaccination rates were surging, the Biden administration caved to bureaucratic paranoia by suspending the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is an especially appealing vaccine because it's the only vaccine that does the job with a single shot. Eventually, it was put back in play, but nothing justified yanking it, to begin with. There was never any evidence this vaccine was unsafe. Only 6 people out of the 7 million who received it reported blood clots, which is well within acceptable. In one stupid, anti-science move, Biden destroyed the reputation of the most attractive vaccine we have. Keeping Dr. Fauci. Dr. Anthony Fauci has repeatedly lied to the American public, has lost the confidence of the largest group of unvaccinated Trump supporters, and Biden still kept this disgraced fool on as the face of the pandemic. Pure idiocy. Flooding the country with infected illegal aliens. Why should Americans bother to get vaccinated if Biden's just going to go ahead and import infection and spread it throughout our cities and towns anyway? By allowing tens of thousands of illegals into the country who are not being tested for the virus, who are not required to get vaccinated, and many of whom arrive infected, Biden sends an unequivocal message that the coronavirus is not as serious as he claims and that illegal aliens have more rights than legal Americans and legal immigrants. Antagonizing the unvaccinated. If you want to watch good Americans dig in their heels, bully and insult them. The moment Biden started questioning the decency and intelligence of the unvaccinated, he ensured millions would never change their minds on the vaccine. Most people will listen to reason. Most will change their mind as time passes and the results become clearer. But these same people will never back down if backing down makes them feel like they're caving to insults or bullying. Donald Trump's bold and dynamic leadership in delivering a vaccine in record time saved the country. But then Joe Biden grabbed the baton and fell flat on his stupid, lying, racist, rapey, Botoxed face.